Harold Remarite, the Pittsburgh Symphony, and Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky bring you A Winter Daydream, the Symphony No. 1 from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. You've no doubt pegged your host as a daydreamer. I'm Jim Cunningham, with you at least until we hear the George Walker Fourth Symphonia. Harold Remarite made his Pittsburgh debut in 1995. He's appeared at Heinz Hall on four occasions. Harold Remarite served as music director of the Rochester Philharmonic for two seasons and served briefly as music director of the Rochester Chamber Orchestra. He was born in Norway, started playing the piano at age six, then trumpet, and performed as a boy soprano. In 1986, he graduated from the Norwegian Conservatory of Music, earning master's degrees in voice, piano, jazz and classical, and composition. He also appeared in a series of rock and roll bands. It was at a conducting seminar in 1985 at the Aspen Music Festival that he was inspired to change his focus. From 1987 to 1992, he studied conducting in Vienna under the direction of Professor Karl Österreicher at the Hochschule für Musik und Darstellende Kunst. Tchaikovsky wrote his first symphony, Winter Dreams, in 1866, just after he accepted a professorship at the Moscow Conservatory. It's his earliest notable work. Tchaikovsky's brother, Modest, said the music cost Tchaikovsky more labor and suffering than any of his other works. Even so, he remained fond of it, writing to his patroness, Nadezhda von Meck, in 1883 that, although it is in many ways very immature, yet fundamentally it has more substance and is better than any of my other, more mature works. The symphony begins Allegro Tranquillo. Tchaikovsky subtitled the first movement Dreams of a Winter Journey. The second movement, Adagio Cantabile, Land of Desolation, Land of Mists. He did not choose a title for the scherzo or the finale. Here is the first symphony by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky with Harold Remarite conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Play the Symphony No. 1 in G minor by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, titled Winter Dreams, Opus 13. Tchaikovsky used a Russian folk song as the basis for the introduction of his finale. The Symphony No. 1 did not flow smoothly from his pen. Tchaikovsky worked himself into nervous and physical exhaustion by continuing to compose day and night. A doctor declared him one step away from insanity, ordering complete rest. Tchaikovsky took it easy for a while, but his teachers didn't help the situation. Anton Rubinstein told Tchaikovsky, "The symphony is a mess." But Anton's brother Nikolai agreed to conduct the first performance on February 15, 1868, and the first symphony was a hit. Just the same, it wasn't heard again for another 15 years. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with George Walker in the conductor's dressing room backstage at Hines Hall. American composer George Walker has made a number of recordings as a pianist, and he won the Pulitzer Prize. He was the first African-American composer to do so with his music called Lilacs. George Walker is here for the first Pittsburgh performance of his Symphonia No. 4. It's the first time we'll hear the fourth, but it's not his first trip to Pittsburgh.
I was here back in the 1980s with the Eastman Philharmonia when they were on tour playing my work, among other works. And the tour encompassed five cities, including Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., New York. And I haven't been back since that time, so I'm delighted to be here.
I think I remember that visit of the Eastman Philharmonia. It was great. That was a wonderful tour. And there were several important pieces on the tour.
There was the, besides my piece was titled An Eastman Overture, there was a Schwantner piece. And it was an all-American program, and I think a Piston Symphony was also on the program.
But that's not the one. They came once and did a piece with narration that involved Willie Stargell. You don't remember?
That was a Schwantner piece.
Wow.
Yes.
That was quite a concert.
Composer George Walker, who told me there are brief quotes from spirituals in his Symphonia No. 4, but it's a challenge to find them.
There are quotes from two spirituals, one which I was very late in knowing. There was a bomb in Gilead. And the second is Roll, Jordan, Roll. And they dovetail because of the instrumentation and the fragmentation of the melodies. They're not easily identifiable, but they're longer quotes than I usually am subject to using.
The Pittsburgh Symphony sponsored the Symphonia No. 4, subtitled Strands by George Walker. The New Jersey Symphony gave the premiere in Newark. The Cincinnati Symphony, National Symphony in Washington, D.C., and Pittsburgh Symphony all took part in the commission. Here is Harold Remerite to conduct the first Pittsburgh performance of the Symphonia No. 4, Strands by George Walker.
Thank you. Thank you.
Harold Ramirites conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard the first Heinz Hall performance of the Symphonia No. 4, Strands, by George Walker. George Walker was born in 1922. He was first exposed to music at the age of 5 when he began to play the piano. He was admitted to Oberlin Conservatory at 14 and later to the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, where he studied piano with Rudolf Serkin. I asked George Walker about his work with Rudolf Serkin, who came to Pittsburgh to record the Brahms Concerto No. 1 with former music director Fritz Reiner and the Pittsburgh. Serkin was notoriously taciturn with journalists, almost never giving interviews, but he was generous with his students.
Well, he was an odd sort of fellow. Serkin had accepted a teaching position at Curtis, and I had the opportunity of playing for him very briefly when he gave a recital on the Oberlin College concert series, and I told him that I was interested in coming to Curtis, and I went for the audition, and he accepted me. Lessons were, as I've described in my autobiography, more like concert performances. And he played everything through for him, and occasionally he would say something, but basically I was working on my own and for these lessons.
Here is George Walker at the piano to play two pieces, Franz Schubert's Momo Musicale, Opus 94, and the Johannes Brahms Waltz, Opus 39, No. 15. Thank you.
Pianist and composer George Walker played music by Johannes Brahms, the Waltz, Opus 39, No. 15, and Franz Schubert, the Opus 94, Momo Musicale. We heard George Walker's Symphonia No. 4, Strands, in its first Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast. George Walker wrote 5 sonatas for piano, a mass, cantata, many songs and choral works, organ pieces, sonatas for cello and piano, violin and piano, and viola and piano. He wrote a brass quintet and a woodwind quintet. George Walker has published over 90 works, receiving commissions from the New York Philharmonic, the Boston Symphony, Cleveland Orchestra, Philadelphia Orchestra, and the Pittsburgh Symphony. Earlier from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, we heard Harold Remarite conduct the Mozart Turkish Concerto with violinist Gil Shaham and the first Tchaikovsky Symphony, Winter Dreams. I hope you have time for a daydream and a walk in the sun. Let's gather here again soon for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Write for your souvenir of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Don't forget to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Visit our website, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org, or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, digital production engineer and coordinating producer Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor Ricardo Schultz. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.